For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Welcome to the show. Please take your seat and make yourself at home. The program is about to begin. Excuse me, I'm sorry, forgive me. I know it's impolite to talk over the music, but it's not so much this rendition of Roman Carnival Overture that needs to be spoken of. It's who's playing and conducting this Berlioz composition. What you're listening to is a performance by the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, which is in its second year and selling out its venues already. I'm sorry to say, we're going to have to turn down the music for a few minutes if you want to know a little bit more about the orchestra itself. There. But I promise, there's a big finish, and I will not cheat you out of it. The composer leading this from-scratch orchestra, South Carolina's newest, is Dr. David Rudge. Were we to delve into his resume, it would take longer than any piece of orchestral music that we could fit into this story. Suffice to say, he's no stranger to the Palmetto State. He's been an assistant conductor for the University of South Carolina Symphony Orchestra, the Columbia Lyric Opera and Ballet, and the South Carolina Philharmonic. Rudge has also led and built orchestras all over the world, which he's also doing in Rock Hill. The difference here is that everything is starting from zero, a rarity. Rudge says most new professional orchestras rise out of an existing arts organization or maybe a small chamber group.
But to start a professional orchestra from scratch in this environment, in this country, at this time, is an incredible achievement.
The Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra kicked off in 2017. This collection of what Rudge calls some of the best musicians playing today began when the city realized it was acquiring an identity as something more than a suburb of Charlotte.
It's almost a perfect example, in my experience, of the right thing at the right time. Maybe in the right place, you know?
In putting the orchestra together, Rudge found Rock Hill starving for this particular kind of cultural resource.
Dr. Rudge found us.
Bob Thompson is the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra's development associate.
He and Bill Terwilliger, who was on the faculty at Carolina, and a third person, a musician, were driving toward Charlotte and began musing that Rock Hill was the largest community in the two Carolinas that didn't have an orchestra. They pulled together people like Bill Easley and a lot of other people with a passion for the music who understood the need to have a cultural asset like this.
I grew up in Rock Hill, and when I grew up, the only classical music that you would ever hear in Rock Hill would be a performance at Winthrop.
Bill Easley is the orchestra's director of development.
And since we have come into being, we have succeeded to get in and develop relationships with some of the key people at Winthrop in their music department and in their administration.
While that's not necessarily been a game changer for the orchestra, Easley says it's a fortuitous partnership that comes at a time of explosive growth for Rock Hill. The symphony's first season saw three performances. All of them went so well that the orchestra board had to find a larger place to put the orchestra in year two. It chose the auditorium at South Point High School, a decidedly state-of-the-art space where the acoustics are legitimately marvelous and the atmosphere intimate enough to see the faces in the back rows from the stage. Which makes me realize I might get a dirty look at any second, so how about I just shut up and let the music do what it does best. I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.